Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner, and I will lead you in our guided meditation today. And the guided meditation is designed to take you away from the hustle and bustle of everyday living, to take you away from the struggle, the anger, and all of the things that we get caught up in the course of a day. And as our song says, we are unlearning toxicity and realizing the true self from a viewpoint of being whole, perfect, and complete, and understanding that you have everything that you will ever need for the journey. And so when you take that in with this meditation, it allows you to understand the beingness that you are, the beingness that you were born to be, that you are self-reliant, that you are whole, you are perfect, and you are complete. And it is only when we are fragmented by anger, lack, limitation, and struggle that we divide ourselves from this wholeness. And so I invite you now in this moment, for all of you that can, to find a comfortable place within yourself and where you are, to take this opportunity to close your eyes very softly and begin breathing in and out in a very slow, deliberate, and calming manner so that you connect with that beingness that is you, that beingness that is whole, perfect, and complete and has everything that you will ever need for the journey. I will read our prayerful meditation from the book Enlightenism that strikes a chord with your awareness of being. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and just release it out very slowly as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. Before I introduce Brother Malcolm, I want to leave you with the Enlightenism motto for your thinking. And that is, we don't use Enlightenism to define God outside of us. We use Enlightenism to define God within us. I now give you author, philosopher, prophet, and creator of Enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bell, for those wonderful insights. I trust you can hear me. I'm having some difficulty with my headset.
Yes. No, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me? That's the...
yeah.
Okay, now the headset's gone out. I can't hear you at all. Okay, the headset's gone out. I can't. It's not transmitting. Okay, that's better.
Okay, you can hear me now?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yeah, you're coming through.
Okay, folks, I'm Brother Malcolm and Sister Carol. I enjoyed the presentation, even though the people told me that I was having some trouble with my headset. But anyway, I'm okay now. So,
okay.
Great meditation.
Great insight. Thank you. Thank you.
Enlightenism is a new way to think and live. And when we say this to other people, they may think we're just talking, that it really does not mean anything, that we're just talking about something that sounds good. But what
yes.
we're saying is there's something greater in us that can create a new environment, a new lifestyle for us. And that
yes.
new lifestyle is going to be something different than the one that we've been living all of our lives, and it's going to be new.
Yes, that's so true.
And that's
that
what
so
the, yes. And that's what the broadcast of Enlightenment was about, a new way to think and live.
Yes, it is. And when that occurs, it happens in every area of living. It happens in every area, not just one area that you thought needed changing, but in all areas of your living, enlightenment happens. It takes place. And it is about a new way to think and live. It's about a new lifestyle. It's about understanding when you are in anger. It's not about the anger. It's about you transitioning those beliefs and values that have kept you there for years. It's not about the devotion to anger. It's about the devotion to the wholeness that is within you, that you were born with, whole, perfect, and complete, compared to none.
So true, Sister Carla. Thank you so much for those wonderful insights and meditation.
You're welcome.
Okay, folks, I'm Brother Malcolm, Powers of the Mind author of several books on enlightenment and inner mind power. My work focuses on the consciousness of truth within. The consciousness of truth is a power within you that is greater than everything in the world. It precedes everything that we know, and it gives us the power to overcome and unlearn everything that we have been taught by others. If you're willing to learn how for yourself, I should say acquire self-acquired intuitive knowledge for yourself, about how to create a powerful mind, this broadcast is a vehicle, a platform, where we share insights on self-acquired intuitive knowledge, the crux, the foundation of the Enlightenment philosophy. We use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. Our message is clear. We can overcome generational toxicity with a powerful mind. In other words, we're not dealing with victimization at all. We're not victimizing ourselves. I call it self-victimizing the mind to believe that you are someone that you are not. And that someone that you're not is the one that's in pain and suffering. And the judgments that we have about ourselves come from what we have been taught by others. And we have to overcome those judgments in order to see a new perspective, in order to release the power and clarity in us that's free of illusions. This is the strength to move mountains of problems. Don't ever give up on the greater power of God in you. And what I mean by that statement is don't give up on yourself and start trying to be like someone else. You don't need a role model. You need the role model is in you, the consciousness of truth. That's the only role model that means something, has some value. Role models in the social construct are just that. Someone else's interpretation of who's great. It's coming from some beliefs and values about what happened in the past. When we glorify people in the past, we think they were courageous. We think they were intelligent. They did all of these things to make life better for all of us. But then you think about it, we don't know anything about what they did. We don't know anything about their wholeness, who they really were. What we do is we hear little tidbits of information, hearsay information. You ask yourself, are you feeling good about yourself today? And I say, who are you aware of being? Are you aware of feeling good about yourself today? And what makes you feel good? What makes you feel good? Compliments, success, wealth, status, education? whatever makes you feel good, if it's not already in you and it's outside of you, then that's a problem. Because everything outside of you that we use to make us feel good is a lack of understanding about what is inside of us. All of the things that we have about wealth and our own creations, about buildings and luxury hotels and all of the things that we crave outside of ourselves, are not consistent with who we are. They're inconsistent with who we are. This broadcast and my work in this latest blog of letting go of our dependency on the past means letting go of our dependency on generational beliefs, letting go of our dependency on what's been passed on from one generation to the next. This is something that is challenging and difficult to really comprehend in a real sense of understanding, because we don't want to let go of the past. We feel empty without the past. We depend upon the things that we have been taught. We depend upon our experiences throughout our lives to show improvement. We make judgments about it. You know, say, well, I could have acted differently at the high school prom. That's a judgment. And it's a judgment now coming from what had happened in the past. You can't do anything about what happened at the prom. You can't do anything about what is happening in your life today. You can't do anything about the drugs and alcohol and other things that you did in the past. What you can do is create a new awareness of being of yourself that does not include that type of behavior, meaning you're creating a new lifestyle. That's what you can do today. You can't do anything about it. So whoever you believe that you have hurt in the past, done things to in the past, or who hurt you, you can't do anything about it. And if you dwell on it, it's going to make you angry. It's going to cause you pain. You're going to relive the situation over and over again. And that reminds me of a story. It's actually a true life story of some relatives in Los Angeles. And I was living with them for a while. And they had a conversation, the mother and the daughter. And so the mother and the daughter began to talk about their relationship and things. It started off very jovial, and they were talking about great experiences in the past. Then it reached a point where the mother became angry about something the daughter had done to her in the past. And then they began, the argument changed. Now they're living in the past. As an observer, I didn't know which time period they were talking about. It seemed like it was in the present. And then they began to argue back and forth. And then I interrupted them and I said, when did all of this happen? They said, oh, it was about 15 to 20 years ago. I said, wow, you guys are talking as if it happened yesterday. And that's what happens when you go back in the past. It's like it's happening right now. Then now you're thinking about something that you believe happened in the past, and you bring it alive in the present. And in the present, it creates pain for you. It blocks you. It prevents you from overcoming your beliefs and values of the past and your dependency on others in the past. That's what the blog is about. And you can read the blog at Google Blogger. I'm doing this work now in the present so that we can overcome our addictive beliefs. You see, when you realize what's been happening all of your life, it's kind of like, you know, an alcoholic or a drug addict or a food addict or someone else with an emotional issues and so forth. You begin to numb the mind with addictive beliefs. I'm not talking about actions. I'm talking about beliefs. They become addictive. And then you need them over and over again to affirm who you're aware of being. And then when you and I and others began to numb our minds with too many addictive beliefs, it's like we have a crisis of anger, a crisis of confusion, a crisis in the mind of where do we go and who do we trust. Take a quick break, bring Sister Carolyn in, and I shall return.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a healing of the mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn. I'm Brother Malcolm, Powers of the Mind author and advocate for Enlightenism and the greater power of God within. This message is very clear for those of you listening for the first time. I believe and know that the greater power of God is within each one of us. It's not separated in a faraway past, and it's not bound to live for us to depend, I should say, on somebody telling us about the God of the past. Whether they believe God was in the sky or wherever doesn't mean that we have to believe that in order to have a relation and discover the greater power within us, which is the consciousness of truth. It's in the world today. It dwells within all of us. And when we refuse to acknowledge the greater power of God in you, then you must acknowledge the greater power of God outside of you. The greater power of God outside of you is in all of the armies of the world, all of the wealth of the world, all of the educational institutions of the world, where we begin to worship them and believe that they have the solution to all of our problems. You know, one may think that Oxford University in Britain or England is a great prestigious university. It's been around for a long time. And then you think about it. What has it done to, what have the graduates done to improve Britain? They're still locked in a system where they're dealing with a king and queen monarch, and they recently was dealing with people accusing the whole family of being racist, and you have all of the people telling you, whoa, I got a MacArthur Fellowship or Fulbright Fellowship. Or something, got a Fulbright Fellowship, I should say, to go to Oxford and study. Now everyone thinks the person has the intellectual acuity to solve problems. Yeah, I'm saying, why haven't they solved the problems in Britain? Why do we witness so much dysfunctional? So is it the fault of the universities, or is it the fault of the beliefs in the university and the beliefs of the people outside of the university, where you're not working on the people themselves? The people are not working on themselves. They're waiting on someone from the university to tell them what to do and to solve their problems. And that's similar to what we have, the problems we have in the United States of America. All of the so-called great minds that can throw around words, oh, they sound so beautiful. And all they are words, they're subterfuge. To keep those who depend on the words enslaved to them, enslaved to the words, enslaved to others. This, the consciousness of truth is to say, you are greater than the way you have defined yourself. and you have defined yourself with toxic beliefs from someone else. Your criteria of success, failure, happiness, sadness, and all of these beliefs come from a belief system that someone else created for you to live by, for you to become, quote, civilized, unquote. To become civilized is to become a slave of that which civilizes you. Whatever civilizes you takes away from who you really are and places you in a position to become someone that is civilized. Civilized meaning this whole thing of being civil, nice to each other. You're not savages. You're not savages anymore. And yet, when we see people in this country, and we see people violently attacking each other, when we see armed guards protecting people on the subways, and we say, is this what civilized means? Is this civilization? Is this the utopia that people have been dreaming about? Or is this something that we are ignoring because we already have concluded by birth that we are civilized? You're civilized. So someone is civilized in the different time eras of the United States of America, where someone is a slave in the 1600s, and someone is a victim at the turn of the 20th century. You know, so is this civilization? The civilization means that we erase the greater power of God in us, and we embrace the greater power of the God of civilization. And enlightenism heals the mind of these addictive beliefs, so that you have the power and clarity to understand what you see must have a judgment to it that you're using. And whatever judgment you're using is coming from beliefs that you receive from someone else. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the broadcast. I encourage you to read the book Enlightenism, because some of the great information there, Sister Carolyn was reading from some of the meditations in the book Enlightenism, and I would ask you to check out my blog, Brother Malcolm Keller's Enlightenism and Insights, Letting Go of Your Dependency on the Past. We'll be back on air Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Have a great day, and here's Sister Carolyn to close us out.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon, or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Yes, it will. If gotta know what's up there beyond the sky.